Oh, I've been pretty good, but my wife has been having a lot of trouble lately.
Oh, yes, why?
Well, first, she got a fracture on her back. That was a couple of months ago, and that was just starting to heal. And yesterday she slipped and fell, and now she's injured her wrist.
Oh my God, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Kind of rough around here, so I've been playing nursemaid.
Wow. Well, hopefully she will recover.
Well, yeah, I hope so too, because I'm planning on going out of town in a month. Going to be leaving for 2 weeks.
But it's not at the hospital, it's there at your house.
Yeah, no, she's at home, but I'm playing nursemaid. And then in August, I'm supposed to go to Russia. So hopefully she can manage okay.
Yeah, hopefully. Look, let's
check
out
how have you been?
How we are playing rhythmics and technique. Our techniques, how are these techniques? Well, for example, we will practice 4 remates, 4 clusters. I sent you here, you should take note of this. 4 are here. I will send you in the chat room.
So we're moving on from Dos Awas and Tico Tico, or are we still doing that too?
Yeah, for sure. We are doing everything.
Well, you know, I started out with spending less than an hour on what we do. Now I'm doing over 2 hours each morning just to try to cover everything.
Let's see. Every day you practice, you divide it a week. One day you do one thing, another day you do different things like that. For example, the arpeggio piece you do one day, then entre los aguas and the tico tico, 3 things, right? We have 6 days in a week or 7, so we divide them 2 days.
I see, okay. Because
one thing, another, just to keep posturing the system. Yeah, it has to be alternating things, not one day everything, and then another day all the things. Just one thing at a time, also with the technique thing.
Yeah, well, I'm still doing scales.
Okay,
I do all 12 scales.
Let's check the scale, please.
What's that?
Let's check our technique. We are playing the scales and what speed?
Well, I do it 2 ways. I try to do it for clarity, and I also try to do it for speed. And of course, when I go for speed, the clarity goes pretty much out the window.
Can we do both?
To play
sometimes
with 16ths.
The sound is good, but to get them even, that's what I want to see. At what speed you can play the full fingering complete. Actually, today we should just check the technique aspect, because this we don't do it a long time ago. And look, if we check it really nicely to assess how far you are from level 1, we need to play the fingering number 1 at 78 beats per minute, 2 notes per beat. Here is the video. Let's play along with this video. Let me see if you can do exactly the same like here. If you can, then we are there.
Which video are we looking for? Okay, so where do I find what you're sending to me? Let me cancel this.
In the chat room.
But you see, it doesn't say chat room. Maybe this is...
show instant message.
Okay, there you go. I found that. Okay, so where are we? We are remates. Is that a link? Or do you just...
That's about Raskev stuff. Don't worry with that. That remains there. Let's go with the scales first, because for me it's very important that we check technique today.
Okay.
We have been doing repertory a lot.
Okay, so a video lesson, is that the one? Oh, I see it. Okay, it's right on this one here. Okay. Oh, when did you do this one? You had a different hairstyle.
That's a video. I played here with another student in Spain, and then we create this thing. This is the six fingerings, and I would like you to first play the first one, and then here I will send you the other six, because we need to do that.
Okay, at 78 beats per minute, two notes per beat, fingering number one of the main scales.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Okay, try to follow that.
Okay, what key are we in? Okay,
look, I see you play very nice scale. Now it's time to put it into rhythm.
Well, so, but first, before you even start on that, what key are we in?
We are not in a key. We are playing first fingering, which is C sharp or C. First fingering one, open fingering, and then
okay.
Fingering, and then start from fret one. So we will do 0, 1, 3.
Okay, I can't see you. Okay,
you have your pages of the scales.
Say again.
I noticed you missed to play one passing tone in the scale, which is finger two on the third string.
Okay, and C sharp.
C sharp, but C sharp we don't start in first fret, we start on open fingering.
That'd be C.
I sent you two pages. One of open fingerings and one of the standard fingerings.
Okay.
Two pages. Show me those pages if you have printed them.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
That's what we need to check, because in repertoire you are okay, but this technique thinks if we don't check, then it will keep wandering just.
Okay, you sent six different things, right?
Yes, okay. Those are the six fingerings. Fingering 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And in the page, they have a Roman numeral at the left.
Okay, so I'm on the first one, and Roman numeral on the left.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's major scale. Paco's fingering. Okay.
Major scales, it has to say open fingerings, and the other has to say standard fingerings, or fingerings.
Well, this one here is preliminary training for beginners level 1 major scales, major scale fingerings. I guess we got two languages there, right? So this is part 1, fingering 1 at 78 beats per minute, 2 NPB, notes per bar?
Notes per beat.
Per beat. Okay.
Okay, do
but
you
that's
have the,
that's a video.
You have the two pages, or I sent you here. Look, it's this one. I am sure you have it because I sent you a long time ago.
Well, let me just see.
Are these two? I sent you now again.
Well, I'd rather. Okay, this is probably what you're talking about. Can you read that?
Let me see. No, that fingering, we are not using it anymore.
We're not.
That was in the very, very beginning, Bruce.
I'm still doing that one.
Yeah, but now we are in level 2. We should be doing the other
okay,
one.
Okay, so, all right, well, let me find.
This is all the stuff or something. Okay. Because otherwise you will keep thinking that's the page.
Okay, so I want it with the major, right? I'll print that out now.
Yes.
Okay, so PDF.
There is one open fingering and one
now you got this
finger.
Password protected again. I forgot my password. Where do I have it? I have it on my website, which isn't open.
Look, if you forget the password, don't worry. We will print it later. Now we should just go with the first fingering And then you will do the same for the other five, because it's really the same. If we get one, we get them all. Don't worry.
Okay,
you can bring this after. Don't worry, because then we lose time there. Look, it's easy. I tell you what to do. In fingering one, which is C sharp, we will do 1, 2, 4. It's same like how you play for me. 1, 2, 4. 1, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Fingers 1, 3, 4. 1, 3, 4.
And then 1, 3, 4.
1, 3, 4.
That's the pass
the only
note.
Change. That's the nota de paso, passing tone.
Okay. Which is not the blues note. It's not the blue
note.
No. It's different.
That's another nota de paso also, but that's a different one.
Okay.
That's right. Come back. Okay, so play three notes on each string.
Three
notes?
Oh, on each string.
Three notes on each string.
Okay.
Let's go from 9 back.
Okay.
You're doing well. Let's play.
Down
back. that was good. Now let's do open fingering with the passing tone, con nota de paso.
Open fingering.
Let's do it. Now it would be.
Essentially, it's one and one and one and one and, right?
Yes, it will hurt you because you can play, and this is a very nice exercise. So we do like this.
Get to the ninth fret. I just started the ninth.
Yeah, that's why I said that you only that one and then back. Open fingering. No, wait, repeat that again.
Two things. Do it rhythmically, and what was the second thing?
Pardon?
Well, you said two things. One is to do it rhythmically, and the second...
That means even every note has the same space between one and another.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, because that you weren't doing. You were doing sometimes faster, sometimes slower. That's not good. We need to get same value. Means 17 beats per minute, 2 notes per beat. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Just as you just did now, but you did it now without the metronome. So that was more or less okay. But now we need to fit really on the theme.
Okay, now
so the first test will be to play with the video. Let's try now so that I can see how far we are to get it properly. And then you have material to practice, because that I wanted to do it with the two. With the six scales, with the six fingerings, and of course print the pages to remember the passing tone.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning.
Try to catch it up.
Okay, let's play at 78 beats per minute, 2 notes per beat, fingering number 1 of the major scales. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
got a little ahead of you, didn't I?
That's very good. Now, I wanted to follow the same with fingerings 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So all the 6 fingerings, and then we will put them together. First step is, just like you did now, pretty well. Hmm. Mostly in the upper part was good. Descending, sometimes you miss it, but just go with the video, play it, and you have to play exactly like me.
The problem I was having coming back is I got out of synchronization with you.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part.
I want you to play exactly same like me. So print those 2 pages and check the 6 fingerings with the passing tone, with the rhythmical example, getting an even distance between each another note at 78 beats per minute, 2 notes per beat. Do that with the 6 scales, and I see you next class.
Okay, at 9:30 in 2 weeks. Thank you, Ruben. Bye. Adios.
Yeah.